Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Lakota Independent Nation State Radio. Waiting for Chinupa Luhamani to come aboard. He's the host of the Lakota Oyate Hour. And he will be with you in just a minute here. Meanwhile, I'm going to remind you that dependency is genocide. Remember that. That means we got to get out of it. You know, dependency is kind of goes hand in hand with assimilation. And yeah, we need people to be assimilated because when we get our country back, we got to take it over, you know. And we've got to have people to do all these things that need to be done. But on the other hand, senators, since way back in 1991 when we declared independence, these United States senators have been saying right now that when assimilation reaches a tipping point and they're satisfied that the Lakota can survive on their own out in Washita society, that they're going to abolish reservations, the treaty, and dependency, wardship status. That's what they're going to do. That's what they got in mind. That's what their plan is. Get everybody totally assimilated. So, you know, it kind of seems like, there's a provision in the tribal constitution that says that they can promote culture, you know, powwows, beadwork, stuff like that. That ain't what we're talking about. That ain't what we're talking about. You know, we're talking about regaining our complete independence, that we decide what we're going to do, not them. So, yeah, we're still moving forward. Chinupa's forming a group and plans to take the Lakota Independent Nation State to the United Nations and make some steps forward in that direction, eventually to take it to the United Nations Security Council, where we will be seeking recognition, official recognition as an independent nation state, as a country. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Not talking about no land back. We want to reclaim all our land, every single inch of it. And, you know, it's all stolen. The whole thing is stolen. And under international law and any law, when someone receives stolen property, they have to return it. And that's what's going to have to happen. So that's what we're looking forward to. And I know a lot of you have things to do. You got to survive. You got to try to, you know, make your mark and whatever, and make money to survive. You know, that's all necessary. But, on the other hand, this has to move forward, and we understand that everybody can't be involved. So certain people would move this forward. Well, we're still waiting for Chinupa to come on board here. And he's probably on the phone. He usually tries to get some other people to join in. So that's probably what he's doing right now. And then when he gets done with that, he will get on board. Meanwhile, I'm going to play a little bit of the music here for you while we're waiting. Welcome to the Lakota Campaign for Independence, Lakota Independent Nation State Radio. We're presenting the Lakota Oyate Hour with Chinupa Gluhamani. Chinupa is the head Itacha of the Lakota Independent Nation State, and he's the head of the Jantaytinza Warrior Society. He's also a member of the Black Hills Teton Sioux Nation Treaty Council and the Gray Eagle Society. Now, you may think you know Chinupa, but you don't. Chinupa has many other things, too many to mention, but he's a staunch human rights, civil rights, and Indian rights activist. He's been to just about every significant demonstration and event in those areas. He's been to the United Nations. He's a Wounded Knee veteran. He's a former bodyguard of Russell Beans and Lehman Brightman. He's worked with Dennis Banks. He knows just about everybody that you need to know in Indian affairs. He's been invited to many countries, the countries that matter. And he's a fluent Lakota speaker. He's an absolute expert on the traditions and culture of the Lakota. He's been to the United Nations, and he's going to be returning to the United Nations. He does many things in the community that other organizations and even tribal government doesn't do. He helps the disadvantaged with all their needs. And he does many, many other things. So without any other delay, we're going to welcome Chinupa to the show. Chinupa. Well, I see Chinupa isn't online yet. So we're going to put everything on hold here for a short while here and wait for Chinupa. This is his show, and we'll let him take over when he gets here. Hey, welcome to the Lakota Campaign for Independence, Lakota Independent Nation State Radio. We're presenting the Lakota Oyate Hour with Chinupa Gluhamani. Chinupa is the head Itacha of the Lakota Independent Nation State, and he's the head of the Jantaytinza Warrior Society. He's also a member of the Black Hills Teton Sioux Nation Treaty Council and the Gray Eagle Society. Now, you may think you know Chinupa, but you don't. Chinupa has many other things, too many to mention, but he's a staunch human rights, civil rights, and Indian rights activist. He's been to just about every significant demonstration and event in those areas. He's been to the United Nations. He's a Wounded Knee veteran. He's a former bodyguard of Russell Beans and Lehman Brightman. He's worked with Dennis Banks. He knows just about everybody that you need to know in Indian affairs. He's been invited to many countries, the countries that matter. And he's a fluent Lakota speaker. He's an absolute expert on the traditions and culture of the Lakota. He's been to the United Nations, and he's going to be returning to the United Nations. He does many things in the community that other organizations and even tribal government doesn't do. He helps the disadvantaged with all their needs, and he does many, many other things. So without any other delay, I'm going to welcome Chinupa to the show. Chinupa.
Hey, thank you for having me, Oyate Ota. He's also a significant brother of ours in the struggle. I'm sorry I came on late. I'm on business travel to the Blackfeet Reservation in Montana. As we're all aware of the late Jenny Many Heights, Virginia, Many Heights. She passed away a couple weeks ago. mysteriously, but, you know, her legacy still goes on. We send a shout out to her family and, you know, for an excellent understanding they have done in supporting their late mother, and to all her grandchildren, you know, for standing firm for their grandma. And without any further delay of anything, and even though I'm late, I welcome all of you to the Lakota Oyate Hours. And the subject of what we're talking about is exactly what Oyate Ota has been trying to reach out to a majority of you people that are saying you understand fairness and balance, but at the same time really exercising the independence and freedoms of the way the structure is when you're a nation state. We talk about these issues in Indian country because a lot of people want to listen. We get a majority of people on to talk, whether it's Bryce Underwood, David Clark, or Tristan Johnson, or Lewis, or a majority of everybody else that comes on, Brandon. And this is the thing we talk about, why, you know, the structure is important to us in our everyday survival in Indian country. And so we try to give everybody that benefit of a doubt to understand why we are so seriously in tone to the freedom of independence. Back in 2007, myself and the late Russell Means and the late Gary Rowland and Phyllis Young unilaterally withdrew from this country because we were sick and tired of being ridiculed. We were tired that the treaties weren't protecting us, and we had to find a clause to implement those things that a majority of people are trying to call my phone. You all know what the hours are. You all know what tonight's show is. And, you know, you guys can pick it up. It's called the Lakota Oyate Hours, 515-602-9649. So as we continue on, our prayer is we're going to be brief and strong for you, the people that want freedom of independence. Our opening prayer. O Hetchet Funkasilo, Kantanga, Bichi Maneto. Ampeto Waste Oyak of Yunka, Wokila Tanki, Chicha. Lila Ota, Wok, Kikile, Yusnumpi. Natukte Najipiki, Iepi. Wok, Shapeki, Ledon, Kitchumpiki. Wolak Hotel, Let's Exile like Kerry Chasa. Takuladan, Stalo and Kina Jipiki. Oyateki Hena Hetchese, Chimpi. Yunkan, Lila Ota, Exon Japi, Uchokan Kile. Teichuhan, Lila Ota, Ispeon Kiapi. Ona Makasi na Kiunkapi, na Makpeatapia. Nahitsanku, Hetchese, Wankata, Uchaspe Oyate, Naila, Umpi. Atona Hunkishan. We chose on it. Walk ye gile ya chimpiki. Wolak pote check ye hetchens and nazi. Na hetchens e oluspe na hetchens ya chimpi. Hunta ta to cast that be yank. Olech that if you will check your kahe ni e check ye. Pochi chapi ni snell and walk up. On kima kaki and nugget of kia papi. On keep high wonky tuna on kaita for. On sha lessons e o consula I won't black up. Na wankata kia wakastan ka kichi maneto. Wasloi ki leneo kichumpi ni e chetke hoshi te. Te ichu han taka lena. Pasise lesus e unki apeke. Wolak ho te chetke hesu te unki nadi. Na tkati atopa kolati api wamakaska. E na epi chichipapi. Katsanko eate, e chako eate. Wambli oate na sintesapala e na ata kolati api. Takuchi api. Na un lak ho tab he un woke ki le nus un kina dipi. We choka na woke na ha tako le na wolak ho te cheke un pius papi. Necha un yaku he un woke ki le sita un pius papi. He zun cha. Makha akata sokata o kia ki le woke ki he pius se un shu kia pi le. Ho me ta ki. As I said on in our earlier conversation, introducing ourselves, and thanks to our brother Oyate Ota giving us that, you know, opening statement. You know, I belong to these understandings of our life, whether it's the Treaty Council, the Gray Eagles, the Dog Soldier Society, and a voice and a position player for the free and independent Lakota Nation. We've done this for all of you people that like to gripe and complain that you are sick and tired of the way the system eradicates the issues when it comes to Indian people, Lakota people in mind. And when I refer to Lakota people, I mean all indigenous tribes on the continent of Turtle Island. I hate that trash term America, no such thing. And so with all these things that are going on in Indian country, we try to give you all that benefit of a doubt. Some of you are tuned in. Some of you might want to say you want to share something. But we're at the top of the hour going towards 8 o'clock. And so, you know, I apologize for coming on late. I'm on business travel, and, you know, this is the name of the game. I want to say a shout-out to Rebecca and Jim for aligning ourselves with Ruth and her husband, you know, for Kevin and them reaching out to me and talking to me about getting school supplies and backpacks for the children on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And people in Pine Ridge are in need of these supplies. Many people talk about, oh, yeah, we do this for the kids. We do this for the women. We do this for the children and all that. I disagree. And I always will disagree because the Strong Heart Warrior Society, better known as the Chantetinza Okola Kitje, are still doing that, even to this day. On August, the dates that we talk about, with August being, you know, a real strong form of our everyday living and upbringing, we take these matters on to help you understand the difference between the survival of our existence. August 18 goes back to a majority of times when our people were talking about freedom and independence. What direction we're going to go? How are we going to do this? What's the important measures to get there? How do we justify the means of what happens in Indian country? But nonetheless, we continue to share these purposes because we are struggling to help you get out of dormancy. We have paved the way and the opportunity for all of you. And thanks to my nephew, Mark Chilson, of the Coalition in Rapid City, for helping a grandmother with material for her roof. Thank you, Mark. I'm grateful that you've done that, so my son and myself included, and Justin Musso and many others did his grandma's house to put a new roof on for her. And then we got some other homes that we're working on to get them, you know, civically improved. So as the winter months approach us, they'll be ready to sustain it. And in an Indian country, and I mean and in Indian country, we struggle to remain these type of positions for the sake of our elders, our women, and our children. We love them, and that's why we do this work. Without freedom, without independence, there is no tomorrow, people. And you can talk about it any way you want to, but in regards to what the structure is, when was the last and only time you ever put your children, your women, and your elders first? That's the question that rises in Indian country. And for the majority of the brothers that helped me 2 days ago, we saved this young woman's life from drowning. Her name was Leota Eastman from Rosebud. She almost drowned in Rapid Creek thanks to one Caucasian individual, one white man, as I'm saying, myself, and these two other Lakota brothers. One of them was a hollow horn, And most of all, thanks to my dog, my own dog, Big Black, who found the grandma and alerted me that she was stuck in this pile of debris. People reach out to me. My phone number is 605-517-2621, and I'll send you the pictures of the grandma that could have perished in Rapid Creek. I was so devastated and angry. I cussed up law enforcement. I cussed up everybody in Rapid City. I cussed up, you know, a majority of people like Indian Collective, Ames, even that clown, James Swan, and that other group that was just formed called Journey On. These people claim to be necessities to look over the conditions in our life of our indigenous people in the town of Rapid City. But they haven't done any of that, truthfully and otherwise. I can understand they're giving out homeless feeds to them, but what about the survival? There's a way to use the human rights approach to stop our people from wanting alcohol. And the drug is already legal in the state of South Dakota. Marijuana gives them the tool to avoid everything else from being used, whether it's methamphetamine, cocaine, and any other street paraphernalia that America has to give to our people, trying so hard and desperately to get out of dormancy. That's the purpose of how white America has always practiced and perfected their colonial policies to neutralize those God-given human rights that will keep you in existence for a future of being free and independent. So as we move to the topper of the hour of 8 o'clock, if there's any other callers that are calling in, and I'm going to say this, you all know every Friday and Saturday night from 7 o'clock to 9 is our show called the Lakota Oyate Hour. It's your show. Claim it as your own to talk about whatever goes on in your neighboring environment of any said reservation or the cities you live in. How discriminatory the fashions of the way white people do things aimed at indigenous people. Not everybody can dish out what needs to be told about the way white folks mistreat us, kill us, incarcerate us, file charges against us illegally. Many say they file class action suits against the system of injustice. I have yet to see it. And when people demonstrate because they have a certain cause in what they believe in and they're seeking for, not once do they give everyone the chance to express why we're living in such a displaced environment. It's one thing to say that, hey, we're winning over here because we filed a class action lawsuit. It's one thing to say that we're doing just that. But no one in the community of the indigenous population is unaware of what's happening with them lawsuits. I, for one, I speak highly about them because when they want Chinupa to step up and help them, I do just that. Wa'a mitake pi malakota e'u tuwa wahoma ke hanta kokata ke iblavle na nautinzina wa'ate glena oichwake. So without any further delay, of today's episode, we're at the top of the hour of 8 o'clock, and I apologize for coming on late, but I'm here, and Oyate, if there's any callers, bring them on in. This is your show called the Lakota Oyate Hour. So come on in, people. Introduce yourselves. Come on in.
No callers yet, Chinupa. But just go ahead, you know, this is an on-demand radio show.
Sounds pretty fair to me. You know, over the years and past circumstances, we've been challenging, you know, all different types of heinous behavior that affect Indian country. And so last week we had David Clark, we had Bryce Inderwood, we had Tristram Johnson, we had Louis Richard Janice Sr., we had Brandon, myself included, and we were talking about different things that went on and that are still going on in Indian country. And we try to give you that benefit of a doubt, people, to exercise those important independent structures that will meet your measure to determine your freedom of where you're going in the future. They say in our language, Pokatakya Yachishka Hanta Lessense Iwogalako. If you're going to advance yourself towards the future, we ask you to act on that and talk it thoroughly with the whole vocal point. Because when you say at one side you're winning and everyone else keeps losing, don't forget the people that give you recognition, people, it's the people that take the street that go to jail for what you believe in and what they're standing for and what they're marching for and what they're demonstrating for. These people do it because they're sick and tired of being forced into a dilemma that isn't theirs. That's why they say, Wola kotake lilo o techike. So we ask you guys to come on these shows. We ask you to listen. We ask you to contribute something that will benefit the listening audience to hold a segue to illustrate, you know, the behavior, why human rights are being deteriorated in the eyes of the beholder. And no one, I repeat, no one in the year August 18th, 2023 puts the blame on the system. The system of injustice, people. Come on, man. Tanupa says that all the time. I need your help. I cannot do this by myself. I know what sociological deformatory is because you're all caught up in it. I, for one, I got away from that many years ago. So anytime we have an opportunity to voice our concerns about what we see going on in Indian country, we're not taking these measures very seriously. And so this is why I beg to differ with the majority of you Indian people that love to talk. If you listen to white folks, they'll talk you to death, and that's where we get it from. We get it from them. And so at the same time, the white man, if you ask him something, oh, you Indians talk too much. Where do you think we got that from? We got that from you and your race. We don't do that. But nowadays, in the year 2023, August 18th, we're doing exactly the way the white man said we were going to fail our people for futures to come. Not everyone in Indian country is a 501c3. And a lot of these organizations say they're minimal on what they can do and what they can't do. Like the American Indian Movement. I contest these issues against them because they're always saying, we can't get into political affairs when it pertains to a tribal government. The late Russell Means, who I was his bodyguard, personal, he got into it with the tribal government at all means, and he was one of the founding leaders of the American Indian Movement. And before he left, he would ask people to step up and help him expose this type of graft and corruption going on within the said reservations. And the reservation he was from, known as Pine Ridge, the Indian Reservation of South Dakota. And many others, you all talk about him. You say this about him. You say that. But Russell was a prominent man to give you exactly the opposite of what you couldn't see. And just like my grandfather have always said, when you remove a people from the forest, the people of the forest become unknown. And what becomes unknown, you want to destroy. And this is what's happening in Indian country. Look at the scores and scores of our children being driven into hunger. Look at our families being driven out of their homes. Tribal governments are doing this. Who's telling them to do that? A grandma and grandpa does not smoke weed. A grandma and grandpa does not do methamphetamine or any other street, you know, paraphernalia that affects their everyday living. It's the kids and these children that are supposed to be of the future. These children are lost without no means of understanding why they're alive. And so these kids that are supposed to be our future, how can they be a future when they're not sober? They're not living up to what they talk about. And most of all, they're not putting their hearts in the right place of independence and freedom. And that's simple. Instead, they want to talk about different things. The tribal government is making mockery out of you kids. I've seen it at a parade where these people were throwing candy out to the crowd, and they wanted the crowd to acknowledge the Oglala Sioux tribe before they can get a treat. That's dictatorship. You know our people are driven into hunger and many other things that go on in Indian country. And you still want them to say they support the Oglala Sioux tribe? Don't forget, we have three young men that made this attempt to lead the tribal government. Julian Bearrunner, Kevin Keller, and this young man named Frank Starr comes out. People don't want to be bad jacketed. Tunupa Gluha Money bad jackets them because they have done nothing to save their people. And this is what it's going to take. Freedom. That's it. If you have freedom, you have all the independence in the world to determine where you're going. That's the way independence and freedom work. But until you all pick it up and understand those exercise, you know, behaviors that come from the way white America has always practiced and perfected colonial policies to neutralize your God-free will to your mechanism of what being vocal is, you lose that norm because you're still under a controlled substance, whether it's marijuana, whether it's any other street paraphernalia, methamphetamine, cocaine, ice, whatever. That's the problem. And Indian country, you keep doing this stuff, supporting that kind of need, you're going to end up extinct. And it's just a matter of time. How do you tell the white governments and the state governments to put the Indian people that once lived in paradise and freedom of independence back out in the East Coast from Maine to Florida and inward? How do you tell the white man, the white government, the state government, the county government, even your tribal government, to put those people back? How do you do that? Scores and scores of our loved ones are leaving us. And this is what we talk about. You all know tonight's the show. And whether you're stuck on that sociological deformatory that creates, bipolar disorder through centrism, hey, that's your fault. It's not our fault. We're trying to give you the know-how and some of the provisions with this experience to come out and be vocal. And if you don't have a bully pulpit, ask somebody. Ask somebody to teach you what that means. And that's what I say by contesting these issues tonight in Indian country. We have a majority of people out there that love to hear what we talk about, but we also want your input. And nonetheless, don't forget, if you have an understanding about what psychology is, you can always use the terminology of why we're in this dilemma. What's old is new, and what's new is old. It's a vice versa. And so for Tunupa, there's a way to do things according to Tunupa. And there's a way not to do things, again, according to Tunupa. And I choose the not to do things. That's where the purpose and the freedoms lie. And until we as a people pick that mechanism up and utilize it as our efforts to go forward, then and only then can we make freedom and independence live. It's your opportunity to talk about what troubles you. I've lost a majority of relatives, Aunt Bernice and Sundance, down at the White House, the White Hawk family. Sundance Grounds is a beautiful day. All the days I participated there, to help prepare for it, get it going. And thanks to my Takoja, Joe Sierra Jr., for doing a job well done leading our people in that sacred dance. And this is what we talk about, because anymore white people are pouring water in our sacred lodge. White people are trying to run sun dances because such and such individual, whoever he was, which his name is such and such, can never relinquish his name and title to what he's producing. And those are the things that I thought that would be retroactive to give you a chance to understand that freedom and that independence that we all deserve to have. So let's turn the tables now. So I expressed opening gratitude to what we symbolically are trying to achieve. And lo and behold, people, life has a serious endeavor when it's a choice made by us individually. And one of our elders from the Rosebud Indian Reservation, by the name of Leota Eastman, could have drowned. She could have died and perished in the creek waters of Rapid City had not my big black dog named Big Black went to her aid, and Chinupa came behind her, and then we contacted a few other brothers that were walking by on the streets of Rapid City. They came to her aid at our request to help us submerge this grandma. And why she was in the creek, we'll never know. But I thank her for doing one thing. When I spoke to her in our indigenous language, which is Lakota, she understood it. She felt sad, and she was uncomfortable the way she got in that water. That's my take, because had we not been there, she wouldn't be alive today. And thanks to that hollow horn brother, the other native brother, and that Caucasian white guy that rode up on a bike, and Chinupa and his dog soldier, Big Black, we gave that grandmother another chance at life to be with her grandchildren and remaining family members that still love that grandma. And Leota Eastman, if you're listening, our heart goes out to you. Don't be going anywhere alone anywhere. Go with somebody that can help you and guide you. And only you know why you were in the river. And I kid you not, that truth will come out later on. Because if somebody pushed her in there, then we know whether it's our people, the indigenous people, or whether it's white people. The town of Rapid City, South Dakota, August 18th, 2023, we're being vocal about it because all it does is racially discriminate against the indigenous people, no matter what reservation you're from. And I did say this to a brother of mine, and also I said this to my nephew, Mark Tilson. We have to come up with a solution, and it can be done, and it's honorable to do this if we can target a lot of these circumstances that sell these spiritless liquors. We can, just like we've done in White Clay. We shut it down. So they knew what they were doing when we put an end to alcohol in that little hamlet of White Clay. They found a way to implement drugs. And a lot of you people that are using drugs, guess what? You're silent. You are silent. And you have to be on drugs to speak out, because that's the normal reaction I'm seeing amongst all of you that do them street paraphernalia. My God, Indian people, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. AIM brought marijuana in to the Indian reservation because they adapted it from them rainbow people. I know. I seen it. I witnessed it. And I hate it. It's the same way I had experience with alcohol, but it was easy for me to quit. And that's how I took that challenge on, to shut that little hamlet down of white faith. And so there's a new challenge going to come out. When we get to the United Nations, to present our case about grave and grave human rights violations, we need your help to participate in it. We're getting together with other tribes, the Arapaho, the Cheyenne, the Blackfeet, to lead this campaign before the UN to speak on these issues. It's sad that this kind of stuff still goes on in Indian country. And you people are continuously supporting it. You're allowing it. We have to do something to save what remaining people we have in Indian country, or there isn't going to be no future for our children. Our children are going to learn about us in the history book. That's how you don't solve the problem. And we try to give you guys these normal pronunciations because they're yours, people. It ain't easy doing this by ourselves, but we have the courageous hearts and the experience of living it to help you understand the fairness and balance. And it is going to take prestigious people to voice their concern, to bring this to light. Many groups that are out there they're only masquerading because they made a choice not to engage on serious topics when it belongs to indigenous people. We contacted many others out there in Indian country to get on board on our shows. People want to listen. People want to say this. They want to say that. Hey, help us contribute. Help us with whatever you think is going on. And I also want to say thank you to Barbara. Barbara and her colleagues of Minnesota for putting that giveaway on for Aunt Bernice's Sundance on the White Horse Kioshpaye of Manderson, South Dakota. Barbara Cannon and her people put that together from the state of Minnesota, the giveaway. It was honorable. It was such a prestigious work of contributing to help our people because Auntie always says that, my Aunt Bernice Whitehawk. Doskile echamoktahe. And a lot of you say you care about my auntie. You love her. You say that. I disagree. Because if you cared for her, you can use her Sundance to have naming ceremony and do things that are spiritual to help what that Sundance contributes to the remaining of our people in Indian country. Now let's back up to what circumvents the issues in Indian country when it comes to human rights. Tribal governments won't give it to you. As I said earlier, we have a newly elected tribal chairman. Frank Starr comes out. And I called upon him a few times, and I got nothing. I got nothing. But I did get results from people in the council that knew exactly what we're dealing with in the freedom of these independents. And one of them was my niece, Ella Giancarlo. The second one was my nephew, James Cross. And there's a majority of others, Donroy Goldspear, David Puyer. These are guys that acknowledge that someone is trying to look for help, and they did just that. But the tribal government's tribal president couldn't do it. That's always the procedures. When people are crying to you for help and asking you for help, you're supposed to acknowledge that. No different than the Soviet Union and the Ukrainians fighting each other when in fact they're relatives. They're first, and you see Christian organizations on TV masquerading and collecting food in the name of the people that are hungry over there. Well, America needs to clean up their own backyard and look at what they have done and continue are doing to these